The first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul reached also Derbe and Lystra, where there was a disciple named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer. But his father was a Greek. The brothers in Lystra and Iconium spoke highly of him, and Paul wanted him to come along with him. On account of the Jews of that region, Paul had him circumcised, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they traveled from city to city, they handed on to the people for the observance of decisions reached by the apostles and presbyters in Jerusalem. Day after day, the churches grew stronger in faith and increased in number. They traveled through Phrygian and Galatian territory because they had been prevented by the Holy Spirit from preaching the message in the province of Asia. When they came to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So they crossed through Mysia and came down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision. A Macedonian stood before him and implored him with these words, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, he sought passage to Macedonia at once, concluding that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. His we are, his people, the flock he tends. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. The Lord is good. His kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belong to the world would love its own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you. Remember the word I spoke to you, no slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. And they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we continue in John's Gospel, and all of John's Gospel has been talking about love. All of John's Gospel is about loving one another the way Jesus loved us. And then he says, if the world hates you. You would think that because we're people of great love, supposedly, that the world would love us, but they hate us. Why? Because the world is selfish. The world only is concerned about itself. The world wants things. They sing the song of "I did it my way." And the Christian is always laying down one's life for others. It's always doing God's holy will. And so, like when we're pro-life and we're standing up for children because of love, we're telling women they can't kill their babies because of love. We tell we have to love our enemies because of love. The world's going to hate us. If the world doesn't hate us, there's a problem. We might not just be living up to what God has called us to. So let's pray about that. Does the world love us because we're living for the world? Or does the world hate us because we're living for Jesus? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.